2,000 years ago, one woman believed an act of self-violence would prove her loyalty and courage. Portia Catonis was a Roman woman living in the 1st century BCE. Known for her beauty and dedication to philosophy, she was married to Marcus Junius Brutus, the leader of the conspiracy to assassinate Julius Caesar in 44 BCE. The historian Plutarch wrote that Portia was certain Brutus was involved in a difficult situation, but he would not share his concerns with her. Portia thought perhaps he did not trust her to keep silent if she were pressed for truth of his plight under torture. To prove herself and her husband that she could endure physical pain, Portia stabbed her thigh with a small knife. Elisabetta Serrani captured this moment in her painting Portia Wounding Her Thigh, painted in 1664. In Serrani's painting, Portia is stoic, staring down at the blood that drips from her bared thigh. There is even a hint of smile on her lips. Portia is separated from a group of four individuals in the background who are unaware of her actions, making the deed all the more secretive and urgent. And the angle with which Portia holds the knife implies she is caught in the midst of her wounding. The violence portrayed in Portia wounding her thigh has been debated by scholars as signaling either female strength or subordination. It is important to remember that at the time Serrani painted this image, female artists struggled against the conventions of representation and would often choose to put forth their own views of female strength from a place of societal restraint. Plutarch writes that Portia became ill with fever and chills after the wounding. But after she recovered, she went to Brutus and said, "You, my husband, though you trusted my spirit that it would not betray you, nevertheless were distrustful of my body, and your feeling was but human. But I found that my body can also keep silence. Therefore, fear not, but tell me all you are concealing from me, for neither fire nor lashes nor goads will force me to divulge a word. I was not born to that extent, O woman. Hence, if you still distrust me, it is better for me to die than to live. Otherwise, let no one think me longer the daughter of Cato, or your wife." Portia's action and words proved her fearlessness and fidelity to Brutus. And from then on, she became the keeper of his secrets.